Om Shanti. Today, Bab Dada is seeing three shining lines, shining on the foreheads of the children in all four corners. One line is the line of God's sustenance. The second line is the line of elevated study. And the third line is the line of elevated dictates. All the three lines are shining. Three lines are the lines of fortune of all. Are all of you able to see all the three lines? Are all of you also able to see all of your three lines? Except you Brahmins get the fortune of God's sustenance. It is sustenance given by God. Through this sustenance, you become such elevated, worthy of worship souls. did you ever even think in your dreams? That I, the soul, am going to get the fortune of God's study. God's elevated study. But it's now that you are experiencing it in the corporeal form. Guru himself. From Amrit Vela till the night time. Gives you the elevated dictates for each action. And thereby makes you instruments to give elevated dictates to souls so that they could free themselves from karmic bondages and experience elevated relationships. You didn't have this even in your dreams. You didn't have this thought even in your dreams. But now, through experience, you can say, that every action of ours is according to Srimad. That every action of ours is happening according to Srimad. Do you have this experience? You? Dada also is very happy to see such an elevated fortune of each child. Wow. How great are my most elevated children, how great. The children say wah. The children say wah baba wah, and baba says wah children wah. Today, from Amrit Vela, two thoughts of the children reached Bhaktada. One was that many children were remembering that they had to give their account to Baba. And the second was that they were remembering that today was holy, the day when they were to be colored in Baba's company. So all of you have come to celebrate Holi, haven't you? And everyone is raising his hand, waving to Baba. Responding to the question. And Baba says, in Brahmin language, to celebrate means to become. When you celebrate holy, it means you become holy. Bhaktada was noticing that how when Brahmin children become the holiest, that holiest stage is so unique and lovely. Many great souls from the beginning of Copper Age and from time to time the religious souls have been leading a pure life and remaining holy. However, your purity is the elevated of all and also most unique one. In the whole Kalpa, it may be any great soul, any religious soul, any prophet soul. But then, in comparison to your purity, that is nothing, because your body becomes pure, your soul becomes pure, the atmosphere becomes pure, and therefore no one can become pure or has become pure or will become pure like you. Bring your future form in front of you. Did you bring your future form in front of you? Did all of you? Could all of you bring your future form in front of you? Or do some of you think that I don't know whether I'll be able to reach that elevated stage or not? Or I don't know what I'll become? Are you thinking like that? Whatever you may become, that is whatever status you attain, but you will be pure, won't you? Your body will be pure, your soul will be pure. And even nature, matter will become pure, giving happiness.
Shit.
you can draw your future picture with the help of the pen, the pencil of faith. Do you have the faith? Do the teachers have the faith? Now, in 1 second, can you draw the picture of your future form and bring it in front of you? Maybe you may not become Krishna, but at least you will become a companion of Krishna, won't you? The picture is so beautiful. It's lovely, is it not? Do you know how to be an artist? Do you know? So just see the picture in front of you. You are in an ordinary form now. And tomorrow, it's the tomorrow of the drama, not the tomorrow in a limited way. It's the tomorrow of the drama. And tomorrow, tomorrow you will become the one having a pure body. What do the Pandavas think? You will become that, won't you? And they're raising their hand. Hope you're not having doubt in it. Are you having the doubt? I don't know whether I'll be able to become that or not. Do you have any doubt? No? No doubt. It's pakka, firm faith. As you are Raj Yogis now, you will definitely become heirs to the kingdom. Vapdada reminds you many times that he has brought a gift for you. What gift has he brought for you? It is the golden world, the Sattu Pradhan world. It is the gift of that world. Yeah. So you have the faith, and the proof of that faith or the sign of that faith is spiritual intoxication. As you are approaching your kingdom, also you are approaching your home and approaching your own kingdom. You have to again and again awareness of that sweet home and sweet kingdom should be very, very clear in front of you. And really, this is the sign of coming close or you approaching that or that coming close to you. Our home, our kingdom both of these should be so clearly in front of you. With your third eye, you should be able to see them clearly. You should get that experience that today I am this and tomorrow I will be that. How many times have you finished your part and then gone home and to your kingdom? Do you remember? Are you able to remember that? And now you have to go there again. Say double foreigners. Double foreigner's sake, are you able to recollect all that? How many times you went home and to your kingdom, or do you have to really try hard to remember all your questions? I don't know how I'll become and what it will be like. Have you to really try to recollect that in a hard way, or is it very clear in intellect? Yes, double foreigner sitting here too. Very clear in front of your eyes. Yes, are you? Very clear? Yes? Very clear? Baba is looking at level of awareness sitting on his right, and then Baba is asking those at the back, are you able to remember that clearly? And they are waving to Baba. And those sitting in the gallery, it means sitting in the corners, that Dada is seeing. There are some of them in the gallery, in at the back, on the top in the gallery, and some are even sitting outside because the hall is so full. So Baba is saying, this, and Baba is saying that children are sitting in all corners of the world looking at Baba, listening to Baba. So Baba is asking, are you able to see very clearly your future, your home and your kingdom? Now Baba changes the topic. Did you celebrate Holi? You celebrated it, didn't you? You are holy already. What is there to celebrate Holi? These are, it's the play which you play in Sangam Yuga for entertainment. What other is there? What is there to play holy in a physical way? Today Baba is going to look at your accounts, is it not? Baba hasn't forgotten. Have you kept your accounts with you? Those who kept their account accurately, that is, these write the chart accurately, regularly, not just, for namesake only, but accurately and regularly, in a proper way. Whatever their stage might be, that they did keep the account of that in a true way, not just namesake, but just repeating, not just namesake, raise their hand. Those who did keep an accurate, regular account, raise your hand, raise it high. Raise it high. Those who did maintain their account, not just wrote, but they have maintained it. Not a few have. Those at the back, stand up. Those who did maintain the record, their chart, regularly and accurately, stand up. Those at the back, those in the front also, those who are sitting on the sofas, let them, first line, never mind, sit down. But the others, see, Baba is able to see you on the television because the television has been kept in front of Baba to see on the television. Those at the back too. So they're standing gradually. What about those sitting in the left of Baba here? Not many standing. What about double foreigners? Those who kept the chart, the record accurately, regularly, stand up, properly stand up. Double foreigners too. What about the teachers? The teachers didn't keep. No, not they're standing up. Yeah, standing up gradually after thinking, is it? And what about the first line? Did the first line keep? Raise your hand, those of the first line, raise your hand if you kept the chart, the record. Congratulations, sit down. Now, those who did not keep, Papa is not telling them to raise their hand. It wouldn't look good, no, if Papa would tell them to raise their hand. But everything becomes very clear in front of Bap Dada. So, those who did keep an accurate account, because there are many who did not do it very accurately, some took out an average and wrote, but very few wrote the accurate figure. However, they obeyed Baba's directions. This is why Bap Dada increased two types of extra marks for them. Two types of extra marks for them. Because to obey Srimad is also one subject. So,
subject may pass away.
They passed in the subject of following Srimad.
First number one, Bap Dada ne apne taraf se.
So, this is why those who came in the first number, Bap Dada increased 25 marks of theirs. That is, who were very good in their chant, Papa increased 25 marks. And to those in the second number, Papa increased 15 marks. So this was extra lift, which Baba gave to them on his behalf. So in the final paper, these marks will be added. It will help you to pass with honor. With those who did not maintain their record, it may be for any reason, actually, Baba will say it is carelessness, there is nothing else. But even if they had a reason and therefore they could not keep the account, to them Bap Dada says, You can do it from now onwards and keep for 1 month at least. And even for 1 month, if you keep an accurate account of number one chart, then Baba will not cut your marks, because even now if you do it, it will be following Shrimat. So Baba will add those marks of following Shrimat in your final paper. So even if you haven't kept it up to now, you can do it now onwards. But you have to do it, because if you won't obey Shrimat, then your marks will be cut one day. At the end, when according to the drama, at the end when you will see your own account in the TV of your heart. There won't be another TV at that time. But it is the TV of your heart. When you will see your own chart there, Bab Dada will show it to you in the TV of your heart. Then, at that time, you will see that Bab Dada will not cut your marks, because Bab Dada has love for his children. This is why he won't cut the marks. But it's understood Baba won't add the marks. Baba says he won't cut. Because Baba knows that the sanskars of 63 births are so strong in the children that these things happen in them. However, but from now onwards, don't become careless. Otherwise, Baba will tell you later what will happen, and Baba won't tell you that now. Bab Dada saw the result of everyone of their present stage, whether it was of the Dhamma foreigners or of those of Bharat. Baba saw the result of their stage, and in the result, that at present, there are many types of new types of carelessness in the children. I was using the word new types of carelessness, and many types, new types and many types of carelessness in the children. They take it for granted that everything goes on. The slogan which is used commonly these days is things go on. Everything goes on. This is carelessness. along with carelessness. In their efforts, there is also some laziness. They say, it will happen, we'll do it. That observed that children have in them new types of carelessness and laziness. This is why you should keep your account with a true heart, not in a careless and lazy way. This is the last turn of this year's season, is it not? That's why Baba is saying everything. Should Baba tell you? Or should he just give you love only? This is also love. Baba has so much love for everyone. That Baba wants all his children to go together with Brahma Baba and return home, not come behind, but to go together. And for that you have to become equal, is it not? You will not be able to go together if you don't become alike or equal. Then the first birth in your kingdom will be very special, won't it? First birth is, after all, first birth. But if it's the second birth, though you may become a sovereign in the second birth, still it will be called second birth. Therefore, those who go together with Brahma Baba, they will claim the rights to come in the first birth with Brahma Baba. That means Krishna. So Baba is saying those who go together will come back together. This is to become number one pass with honor. Now, do you want to become passed with honor, or don't mind just getting passing marks? never think that whatever I'm doing or whatever is happening that is not being seen by Bap Dada. Bap Dada is not seeing that. Never become careless in this. If any child would ask from Baba what the chant of his heart is, Baba can say it, but Bap Dada will not say it. Bap Dada looks at the chart of everyone, the Maharathis, the cavalry, the infantry, everyone. And sometimes Baba is surprised when he sees, when Baba says that this one is what he is and what he's doing. You remember what Brahma Baba used to say? Baba used to say, how sweet the jaggery is that only the jaggery knows and its sack knows. No one else knows. Therefore, it is Shiv Baba who knows and Brahma Baba who knows. So Bap Dada has mercy. He feels sorry, but children are not able to catch the thoughts of mercy on them, which Baba has on them. That's why Baba said, Bap Dada is able to observe or notice different types of royal carelessness in the children. Bap Dada is speaking, is saying very clearly that Bap Dada feels mercy on such children. Many children say, in Satyug we won't come to know who we are and what we are, who each one is. At least let me enjoy now, let me do what I want to do now. Nobody is going to stop me, nobody is going to look at me. But this is wrong. The only thing is Bap Dada is not mentioning names. If Baba would mention the name, then tomorrow he'll become all right, or that one will become all right. Yeah, today you are celebrating Holi. or dhurya. Dhurya is a day when they throw colors on one another, and that's the day when they forget everything of the past. So did you understand what you have to do? Did you understand, Pandavas? Say, did you understand? And they are raising their hand that they did understand. Will you be able to just carry on like that? No. It cannot go in this way. Because Bap Dada has the report of every one of every single day. Bap and Dada means Brahma Baba and Shiv Baba also have chit chat with one another. Bhaktada is again signaling to all the children. That time is going towards its extremity, its extreme. Even Maya, is playing its part of extreme or climax. And even matter or nature is playing its part of extreme. And therefore at such a time the Brahmin children too should be attention to the self in that extreme, that is, in their thoughts, words and actions. They should make efforts to their extreme extent. The efforts should not be ordinary anymore. Bap Dada has already signaled to you that in the 60 66 years you have prepared only 600,000. Even 900,000 haven't become ready yet. Therefore, O world benefactor souls, when will you bring benefit to the souls of the whole world? Do you need another 66 years? No? They are saying no. You don't need more 66 years? Double foreigners say, do you need more 66 years? Yes or no? No? They are saying no. Then what will you do then? What will you do? What will you do? Okay, you want 33 years more? Half of that? No, not even 33 years. They are saying no. You don't want even 33 years more? Yes or no? No or yes? They are saying no. What are you saying? Yes or no? Yes or no? I was asking again and again. They are saying no. So, what will you do then? Bhaktada has observed that you love to do service. Your love for service is good. You are ever ready when it comes to doing service. You get a chance and you are ready. You go to on service with love readily. But now, you have to add something to that, to service. That is, along with service through words, along with service through words, make your mind very powerful by becoming an embodiment of any achievement. For example, you are giving a lecture and whilst giving a lecture, while stabilizing yourself in the stage of soul consciousness, at that time also experience either the stage of peace, either peaceful stage or lawful stage, a powerful stage, and then through that powerful stage in your mind, spread the vibrations of it, and then speak and give the message. Yes, you have to give you have to give the message through words, but that within the words have to be uttered through the lips, but then at that time your thoughts should be in that highest consciousness. Your words should not just be spoken through the lips, but then those words should be on the basis of that elevated stage, which should be visible through your forehead, your eyes, your face, your actions. That is, everything, all should be visible along with the words, so that people should say, of course, we heard what that one said, but we also got an experience of God through that one. Just as when they hear your speech, they comment, you spoke very well, you gave very good thing points, you told us very nice things. So along with that praise, they should also be able to visualize your soul conscious stage. They should experience that and express that in words too. The souls should be able to receive or experience your vibrations, and thereby you create that atmosphere. If through science you can produce cooling effect, like through an air conditioner, and people will say, oh, it's nice and cool here because you're in an air conditioned room, or if it's cold outside and you can have heating in your room, that is, give experience of heat. In science, so science can do that. In the heat it can give coolness, and in the cold winter it can give warmth, heat. So if science can do that, why can't you give the experience of peace, love, through your stage of the embodiment of peace and love, and create that atmosphere? Can't you give that experience to others too? You must do more research on this. If they just praise you and say you spoke very well, but then they should also become good when they praise you that you spoke well. Only then at the end, at the time of the end, only then the end could come, so that you bring in your new kingdom. Aren't you remembering your kingdom? Of course, the confluence age is elevated, that's fine. It is worth diamonds, that's okay, but O merciful world benefactor, children, you have mercy on your brothers and sisters who are in distress. Aren't you getting the enthusiasm to change this world of sorrow into a world of happiness? Aren't you getting that enthusiasm inside? You want to Can you see their sorrows for long? After all, they are your brothers and sisters. Do you like them experiencing so much sorrow? Now emerge your compassionate, merciful form. Don't just be busy in service. I have to do this program, that program, that program, and the whole year is finished. Now become merciful, either through your drishti or through your experience. Or through the influence of your soul conscious stage, become merciful. Six years have passed. They are no less. 66 years are not less. Brahma Baba became avyakt 33 years ago. Sometimes Brahma Baba says, when will the children come for opening the gate? So, will you open the gate of the home together or will you come behind? Brahma Baba is waiting. Now add this in your service. Bab Dada is guaranteeing you that if you do this, then very soon, because if you do service through this method, then very soon quality souls will come to you like a shower. You know, they like, you know, when it's the shower, will shower on you. That is, the air souls will rain upon you. Baba is using this word. You won't have to really work very hard. You won't even have to tell them that this work is to happen and you'll be helpful in it. No. They they will come themselves and offer their help to you. But then, for that, you will have to change the way of service and efforts you are making now from ordinary efforts and ordinary service into elevated ones. Actually, it should shower upon you, like fall upon you. That is, come to you automatically without you having to go to them. And Baba said, it will happen. It has to happen. But the only thing is, you'll have to find out the method of giving experiences, not just giving lectures or courses, even programs of different wings of profession. That too you have done many. But those who come to you, they should be stamped in such a way that they should become part of the 900,000. Did you understand what you have to do? Baba was told, send the message that Baba gave us plans of service, and Baba is saying that something should shower upon you. Now, don't do things in an ordinary way. This is an ordinary. It's going slow. This is slow work up to now. Just as for Lakshmi, they say, you know, you see picture of Lakshmi, her hands are lowered and coins coming out of her hands. So they use the word chim chim. Chim chim means like coins falling on the floor, they make a sound. So it should make a sound, means it should come rolling down. So now service should happen in that way. It should come to you chim chim, rolling upon you or showering upon you like rain upon you. But who will be able to give an experience? The one who is beyond waste thoughts, beyond looking at waste things, and going beyond wasting time. That is, no waste time, no waste looking, no waste thinking. Because at present, Bab Dada observed that these things are happening, little bit happening. Should Baba tell you? Okay, Baba is going to tell you everything today. It's holy, is it not? So in holy, they don't take it bad if they are told anything. You know, usually in holy, they'll say anything to anyone, but the other one should not feel bad. And if someone says, why did you feel bad? It's holy today. They will fool one another, but nobody takes it bad. So Baba is also saying it. Bab Dada saw one thing more. Baba doesn't like to say it. He is hesitating to say it. Sometimes men, some children, even the good ones, they interfere in others' work too much. To look at others, to relate others' things, to look at others, to relate about others, and whatever they look at or relate is all a waste. To relate good things of others, that is less. To see the specialities of others, the goodness of others, and to relate that, and through their specialities bringing enthusiasm in them, that is less. And instead, waste is more. To which Bap Dada says, finish that waste. But instead of finishing their own waste, they have the habit of looking at the waste of others, and in that they spend a lot of time. This is why Bap Dada is giving you one special Shrimat. It is a common thing. However, Baba is emphasizing today because you waste a lot of time. The Shrimat is, become more humble. Be humble in your speech. That is, let your words have humility. Humility should not become less when you come into words. Though you speak ordinary words, but then some say, but I have to say it. But humility, instead of humility, if someone speaks only authoritative words but expresses no humility, because of that one's seat or position, that means at least 5% of ego is visible in that. Humility is the special decoration of Brahmin life. Humility should be in your thoughts, words and actions, as well as in your contacts and relationships. There should be humility in everything. Some may say, I am humble in three things, but not in the other two. But again, that would be not complete humility. It will not be 100% humility. Humility is greatness. Humbleness is greatness. Humbleness doesn't mean that you have to bow down. Many children say, they say, do I have to bow down all the time? Do I have to surrender all the time? No, this is not bowing down. This is actually making God surrender to you, not you surrendering to anyone, but it's making God surrendering to you. We said human surrendering to you, but God Himself surrenders to you if you are humble. Humility makes one egoless automatically. You won't have to make efforts to become egoless. If you have humility, then you will win a place in everyone's heart. That is, everyone will find a place for you in his heart if you have humility. If you have humility, then everyone will give you good wishes from his heart too. You will get many good wishes. And in your effort, then the blessings or good wishes will become like a rocket for you in your efforts, that will speed up your stage so quickly and easily, elevate your stage very quickly and easily, like a rocket speeding up. Anyone who comes in front of you, whether he may be an angry person, he may be a very hard person, a stone-like person, but your humility will automatically be instrumental to give you cooperation, help you to give you cooperation. That is, everyone will help you if you are humble. A humble person is able to get along with everyone. in spite of his hearts and scars too. Because he is real gold, he has the speciality of being able to mold himself. Observe that whilst you converse or whilst you move around in your activities, in your service, you need to be very humble. Humility will make you victorious. A humble nature will make you victorious. In this year, Bhaktada is giving it the name, the year of humility and coolness. Humility and coolness. The Hindi words are Nirman and Nirmal. Will you celebrate this year as the year of humility and coolness? To celebrate means to become that, not just to speak in words only. Yes, this is the word of the year of humility and coolness. No, it means to become that. You have to become that, is it not? Those sitting at the back and they are raising their hand. Yes, they have to become that. Those in the front, you have to become that. You have to become that. Yes. So say with love, speak with love, and when you are humble, then people will say, tell us more, and but at that time you should say, no, go away from here, no. You have to shower jewels from your lips. If you speak with arrogance, others get sorrow, is it not? So why do you speak with arrogance in order to give sorrow to others? Because then it will accumulate in your account, won't it? You may say, oh, that person is like that, doesn't matter what difference it makes. If I said that to him, he is like that. But it accumulates in the account of giving sorrow. Did you understand? Therefore, You have to keep the accounts. Don't think that, yes, I've already given the account to Baba. No, you have to continue to keep the account, because you'll be benefited if you continue to keep the account. But that observe that many have really paid good attention. They have made very good efforts. So, what will you remember? What will you remember? I have to become humble. Then only the work of construction will happen quickly. Fatafat, that means very quickly. Baba's rhyming words, Nirman, has two meanings. One is humility and the other is construction. And then see the result. You will tell yourself to Baba, Baba, now everything is happening. Chim chim means it's being showered upon you. It has to happen. The souls of the whole world will say, God, you are great, and they will bow in front of you. You're here. What you have to do in this year, this is the service to be done in this year. Now Bhaktada will see which center, which zone, and in the zone to which center, in the region, which center adopts this method. And produces is let the is be showered. Chim chim means they be showered. And that will happen only when you are able to give them an experience. The biggest, the highest authority is the authority of experience. Nobody can shake or change the one who has an experience. Double foreigners, all double foreigners, I was addressing to you. In 1 second, if there is anything waste, or if there's anything negative, or if there's anything of the past, it do you know how to finish that in a second by applying a dot? Can you? Double foreigners say, can you give a dot to the past, to the waste, to the negative in a second? Those who think that however bad it may be, which has happened in the past, maybe you don't have to remember, forget the good, but what is bad, you have to forget. So, however bad it may have been, however much waste it may have been, however much negative it may have been, but that which you have to forget, and you want to forget it, and you can forget that in a second by applying a dot. Those who think like that, can you raise your hand? Can you? Those who think, double foreigners who can apply a dot in a second, raise your hand. Double foreigners only. Only double foreigners. Only double foreigners, Baba's asking you, can you apply a dot in a second to the waste, to the negative? Baba showing things, show on the TV. Let everyone see. Negative, waste and past. To apply a dot, a full stop to all that. Raise your hand higher, please. Baba wants to see it. Yes, higher, higher, straight. See, Baba showing you how to raise your hand. Raise it high. Yes. Okay, Baba is looking around to see who has raised. Congratulations, those who have raised their hand. Okay. Those who say that maybe not in 1 second, but at least in 1 hour. Second is too little. It will take at least an hour, but after an hour you can apply a dot. At least, okay, they raise their hand. Those who say they can apply a dot in 1 hour at least, you need an hour, okay, raise your hand. Okay, Baba is looking. There are some who say who can do it after an hour, okay. And Baba is right, yes, or here there are the ones who can apply a dot in a second. Baba is looking around the double foreigners. Baba is raising hand high if you say 1 hour. You saw? Double foreigners are very good. Very good you are. You are very good. Yes? Dadi Janki is saying something. What about the teachers here, double foreigners teacher? In what did you raise your hand? Second or 1 hour? What are they saying? 1 second, yes. Yes, some are saying 1 day. 1 day. They need 1 day. Okay, doesn't matter. If those who think that they need 1 day, everyone, even those from Bharat, Baba is asking everyone, those who say, okay, half a day they'll need to put a full stop to the past or to negative or waste, half a day they need. No one? I, Baba said he knows there are some. Baba Dada knows because he watches. You're not raising your hand, but Baba Dada knows. Okay, suppose it took you half a day, it took you 1 hour to forget all that or to apply a dot. And at that very moment, you get an invitation by the advance party. That means it's time for you to leave the body. If you're invited by the advance party, what will be the result? Because what will be your fate? Because if you leave your body in that state and you haven't put a full stop to your past, you are sensible, aren't you?
Isliye apne
This is why you will keep your mind busy, won't you? By doing service to the mind, you'll make a timetable of your service to the mind, won't you? And if you do that, there won't even be any need to apply a full stop to the past or negative. Actually, you will automatically be beyond that even without having the need to apply a thought. This is why fix the timetable of your mind. Keep your mind busy all the time. Don't keep it empty. Because if you don't keep it busy or keep it empty sometimes, then you have to work hard again. You are the children of the highest and high, supreme being, God. That means every second of yours is so valuable and your timetable should be fixed for every second. What is the reason for not being able to apply a dot? It means that the brake is not powerful. It means that you haven't accumulated the stock of powers. This is why you're not able to apply a stop in a second. Many children do try hard. When Bap Dada notices that children are making efforts very hard and they are saying, Baba, we don't want it, Baba, we don't want this, we don't want it, but still they are doing it. They tell Baba, this shouldn't happen, but still it happens. So Bap Dada doesn't like when he sees children laboring so much. The reason why you have to labor is, you know, just like they show that Ravan was being killed, but then by just chopping off the head, Ravan wouldn't die. Usually even somebody dies, the dead body is not just left there, but then the dead body is cremated, and after the cremation, the ashes are picked up and thrown in the river. They're not just left there. You know, when someone dies and after that the body is cremated and even the ashes of the bones of that body, they are picked up and thrown into the river or the sea. They're not just left there. So what you do is that with the help of points of knowledge, points of dharana, you kill Ravan, yes, that's fine. But then you don't destroy the ashes too completely. That is, you kill but you don't destroy fully. In the fire of yoga, and even if you do try to destroy in the fire of yoga, but then the ashes which remain behind, they should be then submerged in the ocean. You have to do three things. You may say, well, I did the effort, I read the Murli every day. 10 times I read the Murli every day. But then still Maya came. Because you did not burn that weakness in the fire of yoga. Because when something is burnt, its name and form finishes forever. And then after that, you have to put it into the sea of the fathers. That means, Papa, you take it, finish it. Then that's like submerging it into the ocean. And that's lost forever. So, in this year, Baba wishes to see each child free from all waste. Celebrate the year of liberation from waste. Whatever weakness you may have, or whatever you are lacking, that lackness should be given. Freedom, that means finish that lackness. Let it go away. Liberate that, or liberate yourself from that. Because if you do not liberate that from you, then how will you go to the world of liberation? You will not be able to go with Baba to the world of liberation. So will you liberate that from you? Will you celebrate this year as the year of liberation, mukti? Those who say they will, raise your hand. Okay, all of you will celebrate this year as the year of mukti. Baba is looking around to those sitting on chairs. What about you, those sitting on chairs? Will you celebrate this year as the year of liberation? Will you? You have to celebrate this year as the year of liberation, and if you do it, then Bab Dada will Then Bab Dada will congratulate you and greet you with plates full of jewels and diamonds. You know, Baba is saying wonderful things. So Baba will greet you with all that. It's good. Free yourself and free your brothers and sisters too. The poor ones, at least, should be able to say from their heart with joy that our Father has come. Is it okay? The dadis are asking, what is Bab Dada's program for the next season? So they have asked Baba, sent a message. This is your question, is it not? Baba is asking the dadis, Dadiji, Dadi Janki are sitting in front. So Bab Dada says,
program
Dada says, as the program has been going on, it will continue. It will continue, means Papa will come in the next season. It will continue. But if there is a need, and Baba Dada will fulfill the wish of the Dadis, that means in between two, Baba might come if there is the need, because Dadiji had sent a request to Baba that, Baba, what is this, you come only then again after October, then 6 months, Baba, you don't come, Baba, we feel lonely, you must come also in between. So the Dadi sent a request to Baba, and Baba has given the answer, if there is a need, then only Baba will come, otherwise the season will go on as it has been. You are saying that Nadi thinks that it is very easy for Baba to come. Why doesn't Baba come in between two? But Baba has to see the chariot also, the chariot of Gulzar Dadi for 33 years. Baba has played the part in this body, so it's the, this chariot also should be thanked. Such a big power, such big powers to imbibe that in the body means Shiv Baba and Brahma Baba's soul to imbibe that in the body is not a small thing. You know what Dadi does? You know what Dadi does? Baba is telling to Dadi that, you know what Dadiji does, Dadi Prakashmani, Dadi Kumarka, whenever she wants something, she wants an answer, she'll phone to Gulzar Dadi. Dadi, go to Baba, bring this message. And then Dadi Gulzar will say, Dadi, it's still daytime, I'll go at night, I'll go early in the morning. Dadi will say, no, go right now, go to Baba right now and bring this message. So that means Dadi Gulzar, she say, Baba is telling about Dadi Gulzar, she has to obey. And actually when she comes to Baba, Satyadeji is like dying from the body, is it not? So even that is a big thing. And for Bap Dada to come in the body, that's even a bigger thing. So even living, even sitting in soul conscious stage and going into trance is just like dying alive, because there is the renunciation of body, like in a subtle way too, is it not? Dadi is smiling because, you know, any time Dadi wants to get some answer, she'll phone to Gulzar Dadi. Even she'll tell you to, Dadi, go now to Baba and ask this. So Baba is giving the answer. But Baba knows that Baba has great regard for the Dadis. Great regard. The Dadis know how to tie Baba in the rope of love. Dadiji is smiling. Baba is giving a sweet smile. Bap Dada continues to give drishti. Bap Baba has gone into deep silence.
Achcha.
Okay. Shashiben is telling Baba, Baba, all those who are going to participate in the meeting are here. So all those who have come for the meeting, there is an annual meeting of the seniors of Bharat from 5th to 10th of April, and they're all here. So they're all standing up, all the senior teachers, the senior brothers who will be participating in the meeting. There are about 800 on the list. 800 of them. More are expected because it's from the 5th, no? So more are expected. But they're saying more will come. Okay. So now in the meeting, make plans according to the method Baba gave. And give suggestions of how this year could be celebrated as the year of liberation, so that in this year all get liberated. Can it be possible? In one year, can it be possible that all get liberated? Say, can it be possible? Maybe by saying something. Can it be possible? Baba is asking everyone, those who are standing, the members of the meeting. And they are saying something. Baba is again repeating the question, can it be possible that in this year all get liberated? You say? And someone said yes, and Baba said yes, you nodded your head very well. You made everyone get pleased. Similarly, please everyone like that too. Each one should liberate himself. Not somebody else, but liberate himself. You can at least take your own responsibility, can't you? If each one takes his or her responsibility of liberating the self, then everything will happen. Others who are to follow you, they will follow automatically, because you have become an example first. Is it not? So make such a plan. This conference, that lecture, no, not that type of plan, but the program of the stage of your mind, that meeting, that program should be made in the meeting. Which is the other group? The service group this time is Rajasthan and Indore. Rajasthan, stand up. Rajasthan. Is it just Rajasthan? And also Indore. So Indore, both zones are Sevadaris. Indore and Rajasthan. There are so many Sevadharis, And the group is large too. This group is very large, over 12,000 have come, and the rest are double foreigners, and Sevadari Sava was telling them, did all of you accumulate any account of charity? Did you take the good wishes? This is a very easy method to accumulate. The easiest method for accumulating in your account is to give good wishes and thereby get good wishes, receive good wishes. Giving good wishes is taking good wishes. So did all of you accumulate in the account? So as you accumulated in the account of good wishes, your marks have been added in your account now. It's getting a chance. Baba has told earlier also that those are university chancellors, but you, the chancellors who take a chance and thereby accumulate in your account of charity. You did a very good thing. You did good service, you gave happiness to everyone. Did everything go well? Everyone was served well, yes, those at the back say. The many standing at the back too. Hope there was no problem while serving. No? No problem. Okay, sit down. This is cultural wing. Cultural wing. Sister Usha of Bombay. She is the coordinator of cultural wing. So many in a cultural wing. Did you have a meeting? Yeah, so many more are sisters. Cultural wing. Those of the cultural wing, Baba is speaking to them, do you also teach them about the culture of the deities? So cultural and culture. Teach both and thereby bring souls closer to the Father. Cultural is entertainment. Therefore, how to be entertained all the time. Teach the method of that and make everyone become happy. This method of service is good, of serving different wings. But both should happen together, service through words and service through mind, purpose referring to both types of service. Are you satisfied with the service you are doing? And they are saying yes. Okay, so you may sit down. What else?
Social wing.
Social service wing. And also security wing. 70 from social service wing. And the security wing means serving the armed forces. The Army, Air Force, Navy, and securities, especially also the new children born in Madhuban, you know, those who are in the army, they, you know, many come from the army to take course. Who are the new ones serving in the army? And they have taken spiritual birth. They are waving to Baba. They have taken spiritual birth in Madhuban. They are serving in the army, in the Air Force. Because in Mount Abu there is Air Force, Army quarters here. So they come from there and they have come to meet Baba today. Security of the mind, security of the body, and security of wealth. In today's world, there is need to make all the three secure. So security of all the three is very essential in today's world. Those of the security wing have to first make themselves secure from the vices and from wrong actions. Use their body, mind and wealth in a worthwhile way, saving wealth from wrong, from being used in the wrong way. Let all the three be secure. The more you keep your mind secure first, the more you will be able to help others to keep their mind secure as well. It's a good task, an important task of doing security. It's very important. And those who are serving the security or who are in that, in the ring of security, they are giving benefit to the world. Therefore, you are doing a very good task, and you have to move ahead all the time in this way and make others move ahead to sit down, those of the security wing sit down, and our social service wing. Social work wing. Each profession's task is very good. Presently, social work is also very essential. A social worker has the speciality of being tireless. And he serves with love in whatever task is allotted to him. And you are Master Almighty authorities. Therefore, you are tireless, and also you serve with love. Whatever task you are giving, you think of the benefit of souls. You are doing the benefit, and you will continue to give benefit to souls. Isn't it like that? Very good. Now, the method which Bhaktada told, that has to be worked upon and make plans for doing it, for bringing it into action. What about double foreigners? We should say. Double foreigners? Y'all should say, Baba, tell us also something. Tell Shashivan. Ernesto Bhai, tell Shashivan the double foreigner should also be made to stand up. Tell her. Hey, you didn't, so it's finished. Okay, now Baba's giving Yad Pyar. To all the holiest souls in all four directions, stay humble and do the work of construction. The loving souls who increase the speed of their efforts and become complete. To all the fast effort making, souls the children who accumulate in their account of saving, congratulations and greetings on the occasion of Holi, that is, to the ones who are able to apply a dot by saying past is past in a second, to all such children, lots and lots of yaar pyaar, to the children in every corner of the world, Baba is giving special love and remembrance. Baba has received your charts. Baba has received also your letters of love and remembrance. Baba has received many cards from you, and also your thoughts coming from your hearts have also reached Baba. The heart-to-heart conversation you have been having with Baba Dada has also reached Baba, and return of all that, in return to all that, Bab Dada gives Yad Pyar to you multi-million times, multi-million fold. And along with Yad Pyar, Baba says Namaste to all the children.
All centers are requested to disconnect audio and
अब हमारे तीन वरिष्ठ भाई निवे भाई, ब्रिजमन भाई और रमेश भाई मंच पर आएंगे। बाकी सभी भाई बहने बैठे रहेंगे।
ला 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 ला। तुम्हारा संग संग के रंग मेरिया है रंग हो गया तन मन होली है हो गया तन मन होली है यही तो असली होली है यही तो असली होली है हैप्पी होली हैप्पी होली हैप्पी होली हैप्पी होली
पवित्रता की प्यारी पिचकारी भर के उमंगों की रूहों पे डारी निराधारी बनी दुनिया हमारी देख के दुनिया रह गई रंग रंग के रंग में लिया है रंग देख ये दुनिया रह गई रंग रंग के रंग में लिया है रंग हो गया तन मन होली है हो गया तन मन होली संभाला सीजन निकाला अविनाशी खुशियों का ताला उजाला थैंक यू कहते थैंक यू हम शुक्रिया करते हैं रंग रंग थैंक यू कहते थैंक यू हम शुक्रिया करते हैं रंग रंग हो गया तन मन होली है हो गया तन मन होली
आप सबको होली की बहुत बहुत मुबारक है। सब अपने स्थान पर बैठ जाएं और आप सभी अपने स्थान पर बैठ करके अभी होली के आगे दृश्य देखेंगे। सब बैठ जाएं, मैंने भी बैठ जाएं और अभी बैठ जाइए, कोई खड़ी ना रहे। अब आप देखिए बाप दादा केक काट रहे हैं, आप बैठ करके ये दृश्य देखेंगे, कोई भी खड़ी ना रहे। वाले देख नहीं सकते, सब माताएं बैठ जाएं, कोई की नहीं खड़ा रहे। माताएं बैठ करके टोली लें, खड़े होकर के नहीं, सब माताएं बैठ जाएं। दादी ने बाबा के ऊपर पिचकारी द्वारा रंग डाला और बाबा अभी आप सबके ऊपर रंग डाल रहे हैं।
पल भर बन गई मेरी, पल की ना
संदेश बन आएगा।
खुशियों का सब संसार मिले